This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 22 minutes to 8 and we have an announcement.
Oh yes, we have the wonderful Joy expert for all things Eurovision, Michael Pohl, on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, team. I am excited.
We are very excited as well because the news has dropped who is going to be representing Australia in Eurovision.
You were up at 5 a.m. this morning. Let's find out who it is.
This year, Australia is being represented by Electric Field.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. They almost became our representative a couple of years ago, didn't they?
They did. Back in 2019, their debut single, 2000 and Whatever, was a fan favourite. Just missed out. And so I think SBS have thought, look, everyone else is doing fan favourites. We gave Voyager a go last year. Let's bring Zachariah and Michael back for another go.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So how did you feel this morning when the news dropped and you saw that this was who was going to be our entrant?
Oh, look, there have been rumours since Little Snippet on Monday of the song that it would be like revealed. I'm pleased. I really enjoyed 2000 Whatever originally. And I know that they've done a lot in the last, 5 years. So this particular song is bright. It's very Electric Field. It includes some language from Zachariah's country. It's everything you want from an Australian Eurovision song.
Yeah, it's the first time that our Indigenous language is going to be featured in the competition on that world stage.
How do you think that this song, it's called One Milkali, compares to 2000 and Whatever? Do you think that they're both as high energy?
I think 2000 and Whatever was more high energy in and of itself.
Okay.
But I think that this song, it's still quite a fun, danceable song. But I think it's got a lot more opportunity for it to become even bigger on screen.
Ooh.
It's such a strategic thing, Eurovision, that with the songs and the way they're picked. So you've been able to have a listen to One Milkali, which translates roughly into One Blood. You've been able to have a listen so far. We're going to listen to it shortly. But how do you feel it measures up to some of the other tracks that we've heard released? Because we listened to Ollie's the other day as well, didn't we?
Yes.
That's dropped for the UK. How do you feel it measures up?
It's a tough one. Semi-final one, which we are in, is really, really tough this year. I think it's going to be the really tough semi-final. So it's certainly not as loud as a lot of the other songs are in that semi-final. But it's not... I don't think we'll get lost. I think it will be a point of difference. And it's got some interesting... rhythm and language, which I think will give it a bit of a extra love from the crowd. But it's going to be a tough one for the first semi-final. We're thinking that will be the bloodbath.
And now, Michael,
this year.
We know at the end of the day it all comes down to that on-stage performance. What do you think Electric Field are going to bring to represent Australia on the stage?
I'm hoping that Zachariah wears one of their magnificent kaftan dresses.
Mm.
Lots of random dancey things with it. And I'm confident that there'll be a lot of lights and animation that go to this song. I think it needs it, and I think it will work really well for the casual viewer who stumbles across Eurovision on a Saturday or a Tuesday night in Europe.
Yeah, well, I think that's a little bit from the film clip that was released as well. I mean, as we well know, Electric Field's amazing music, but Electric Field's live is a whole other level. So it's quite exciting to see what that could bring. Now, with the deal with the first semi-final, how many people get through? I can never remember because we're in that semi-final one, which we will find out about on a Wednesday morning. But how many actually make it through?
Only 10 people, ooh, only 10 acts in each semi-final get through.
Oh, have we lost him?
We might have lost Michael there. That's all right. That's no fine. Worries. Look, we are going to hear the song right after this. You have 1 minute to turn your radio up.
Joy.
It is 16 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. We did lose Joy Eurovision's Michael Pohl on the freeway in the car. We were talking about the announcement that Electric Fields are representing Australia in Eurovision this year. And this year, Rach, they're going to perform in the semi-final. That's the morning for us of Wednesday, the 8th of May. And if they qualify in the final with the other 9 acts that qualify, they then compete in the grand final that weekend.
For all of the goss and info about Eurovision, tune in to Joy Eurovision on Saturdays at 6 p.m. with Michael and the team. But let's hear the song right now. This is One Millicali, One Blood by Electric Fields.
I stand in the eye of the spiral, one of them billions. My soul slips away from its title. One of them billions. And I descend to the center of the earth. I may be dreaming, but the atoms are awake. Spill the tea on reality and the 0.618. What you gonna do in the real world, Mickey? What you gonna do when you see Melkali? Melkali goes Melkali. Cause cake with us to the planets, to the Fleetwood Mac.
That, Rach, that was Electric Fields, our Australian Eurovision entrant for 2024 with One Millicali. And I love it.
Yes, so good. It's
such a great beat.
Look, I loved 2000 and whatever, but I think this one's going to hit. And the didgeridoo that comes in towards the end of that song, it's delicious. I love it.
I love it as well. And I think because having the chorus in it as well, what you can do with the backdrops would be really interesting. This is the beauty of Eurovision now. We've got the screens, we've got the lighting, we've got the artistry that can come onto the stage. Not everyone seems to agree, though. JJ has already messaged in.
Saying, in my honest opinion, which is not a case for defamation, but that's fine. The song is a bit bland. Unless the staging is amazing, we might not make the finals.
Well, as Michael did say this year, for semi-final one that we are in, it is a bit of a bloodbath. There's some high energy songs going on, but that could also mean that so many high energy songs means they all get washed together and it could actually make what Electric Fields do stand out in a completely different way. We're just going to have to wait and see.
It's still better than some of the Eurovision boring ballads that get thrown in there by random countries.
I think I am excited every single year, the different tone and feeling and level that comes through. I absolutely love it. This is one I'm going to happily be dancing to on a dance floor. Why don't you let us know what you think of our Eurovision entry this year?
Send us a message 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
One Macaulay, that's that one from Electric Fields. But now let's get into some Woodjara because we love our Aussie artists.
This is Heavy Love. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
It's Rach and Dean with your daily serve of Joy Breakfast.
It's 3 minutes to eight and we are still basking in the glory of Electric Fields' entry for Eurovision this year.
We got a message in from Fran saying, Electric Fields, you've got me excited. Love the feel, the positive message, which we all need, the Indigenous language. It's already got an earworm. Bring it on, Eurovision 2024.
We couldn't agree more, Fran. We are very happy with this year's entry and looking forward to seeing how it's going to go on the world stage.
So excited. If you have thoughts and feelings about that brand new song from Electric Fields, let us know.
0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we are going to be getting therapized with art.
Yeah, we're getting our art on.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.